Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Wanna welcome you to your Friday. It is a Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I, of course, am Dan Bach, and wrapping up the week the right way. Hopefully helping you put together some winning lineups in Daily Fantasy. So we thank you so much for the listen, the download. Again, find us on iTunes. Please leave us a review if you haven't done so already. That helps us a good bit. So if you like the podcast, do that for me. Greatly appreciate it. Today, obviously, Friday, we're going to look at this slate today in baseball. If you played some Daily Fantasy preseason, I actually did yesterday, and it was good watching football. I didn't watch the whole thing from front to back, but it was still good to kind of get that back in my life a little bit. I think most people will agree. We'll obviously have a little bit better slates to choose from moving forward, just a little two-gamer starting today, and then the next games are next week. But once everybody's in action, we'll have a lot of options and should be a jolly good time for us DFSers for preseason football. I want to thank our friends at Fantasy Draft today. Great sponsor. Make sure you check them out. Make that deposit. Use that promo code Grinders. And, of course, you're getting our premium content free for a couple of months, so do that. And it also kind of supports things like this, the Happy Hour, and the various shows that they sponsor that allow it to be absolutely free for you. So check them out. And a little birdie whispered in my ear yesterday that Fantasy Draft is going to be hosting a live final for football. That's all I got. He said I could tease it, so that's what I'm teasing. I don't know more than that, but I'm pretty excited about that. And that's something I've been really pushing towards because I think live final experiences are great. And I think sometimes on the bigger sites, they're a little bit hard to attain for people who don't have the massive bankrolls. I mean, if you look on DraftKings, their baseball qualifier this season, it felt like 80 to 90% of those tournaments were like $400 or more on a qualifier. And that doesn't work. And, you know, I probably put that over 150 on a qualifier. It's probably a better spot for it. I think I've only seen like one or two 33s that they've had so far this season. So I think the fact that, you know, a smaller site probably going to have better buy-ins in terms of their qualifiers, I'm looking forward to it. So as soon as I know more, we'll pass that along. But that was exciting news at Fantasy Draft. So if you haven't signed up for them, please do so. I think you'll enjoy your experience over there. All right, let's get to tonight. We got baseball, big slate on Fridays, as always. And we kind of open things up, taking a look at starting pitching tonight. And, you know, there's nothing that truly is a huge standout for me today in terms of starting pitching. I think that there's a handful of options we can go to. But, you know, yesterday, and that was a perfect example yesterday of where I was iffy going into the day about Corey Kluber, if you listen to this podcast. But that was before I saw the garbage lineup that the Yankees rolled out, where that completely kind of changed my mindset. You know, when they had no Holiday, they had no Aaron Judge, and there was another big bat that didn't crack the lineup yesterday. I felt pretty good that Kluber was going to get the job done. I didn't see the line movement because I didn't really play a whole lot yesterday, but I'm guessing it was fairly significant off of what it opened up at. So he and Alex Wood pitched pretty well yesterday. But tonight, I think there's a handful of guys because two of the better pitchers on the slate are facing off against each other. But let's go through it. First game or first name that I want to talk about, Ivan Nova today against the Padres. Again, Padres offense, very stagnant, just not good. And, you know, you look at this matchup here versus Pittsburgh, and I feel with Travis Wood on the mound, Pirates should be just fine to give him the run support necessary to pick up the W. And I think the salary on him is actually playable on DraftKings at 7,800. I don't think I would go there at 82 on a single pitcher site. But As an SP2, he's in play, but the problem we have is looking like rainy weather potentially out in Pittsburgh, so keep your eye on that one. And you just have limited upside with him because he just doesn't strike guys out. So I'm not buying into him all that much here. I'm okay with it. I mean, the K's 6-5, 6-6 is not horrible by any measure, but then he's also had a 1, a 1, a 3, a 1, a 3, a 2. Those type of games give you zero chance of upside in GPP. So I'm probably not going there tonight, especially when we factor in the weather. The next game, Baltimore and Detroit. I'm not going to lie. I saw Kevin Gausman start against Tampa, and he looked like a completely different pitcher. And his, you look at five of his last six starts, he has had seven strikeouts or more in every single one of those. Now, he also had two where he gave up 8 earned runs to the Cubs, 5 earned runs to Minnesota. But the last three, he's given up just 1 earned run. And we've really seen good velocity from him in those last couple of road starts. Now he goes at home against Detroit. I think he's playable today as well at 8,100 on FanDuel. 86 on FanDuel, I'm not sure. 81 on DraftKings. I don't hate him as an SP2. Verlander, you know, he's a decent little pitcher himself. Is kind of limited big damage so far this season. Always pitches deep into games. I think I'd give the edge, though, to Gausman, certainly in GPPs. I mean, you look at him, similar salary to Nova. Yes, you know, he's a much smaller favorite, but much greater K upside. So I'm kind of a believer in what we've seen from him here lately, that I think Gausman could be in play. You look at some history here versus Detroit. Ian Kinsler, 7-for-12 against him with 2 doubles and a home run. Castellanos, a home run and a double in just 6 at-bats. Besides that, not a whole lot. I mean, Justin Upton's been playing really well for that team here lately. Victor Martinez, 0-for-13 against Gausman in his career. So I think he's actually viable here tonight. So I'm going to be looking at him as one of my starting pitching options. Let's go to Boston and Chicago, where Eduardo Rodriguez has to squarely be in play today. You've got a team with one of the higher run totals in Boston and a team with one of the lower run totals in Chicago. Those two things mean that we should have a pretty one-sided ball game here. Red Sox stack kind of worked out finally. You know, I said yesterday I wasn't a fan of using it, but if there was a day to do it, it was going to be yesterday. And they finally got off the schneid, hit some home runs, big game for a lot of the Red Sox bats. And Rodon's not a bad pitcher by any measure, just often loses the strike zone. So I don't think I'm as enamored with Red Sox bats as I am today, but I think what we're going to see here, and Chicago put up some runs yesterday against Porcello, but I think what you're going to see here is Chicago's just a team that you can pretty much use starting pitching against moving forward, because that lineup is not good. I mean, Anderson, Saldino, Abreu's good. Davidson's a strikeout waiting to happen. Moncada's strikeouts waiting to happen. Delmonico, named after a steak. Kevin Smith, Lurie Garcia, Adam Engel. Lots of K's in that lineup, and I like Rodriguez a good bit for the salary that we're paying. Just 6,900 on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel. I'm setting the K's today at, you know, a floor of 6, maybe a ceiling of 8 or 9. And I think there's a pretty good likelihood he's going to reach 20 DraftKings points today. And if I can get that at 6,900, I think he's a, you know, a lock and load for me tonight in this matchup at home. So love him. He's one guy that stands out. Bauer versus Garcia, not interested so much in that game. Let's go to the Dodgers and the Mets here. Yu Darvish versus Jacob deGrom. I think using either of these two guys on DraftKings makes a whole lot of sense here, just because you've got major K upside in both of these guys. And I think, you know, you probably got a little bit higher K upside in a Jacob deGrom over a Yu Darvish. But you also have, you know, the Dodgers offense versus the Mets offense. The Mets, they're not a terrible offense, okay? Don't get me wrong. They're not horrible by any measure. But you've got the Dodgers, who are, you know, one of the elite teams in the entire league. So there is some risk there, but I think you can roll either of these two guys out as an SP1. I think if you're playing on FanDuel, you want those wins, you want the quality start, probably looking to Darvish. He's not a strong favorite today by any measure, but I think he's a little bit cheaper. Let's see, 11K on DraftKings is kind of significantly cheaper, 9,300 over on FanDuel versus Jacob deGrom, who is 10-5. So yeah, it's about $1,000 or so savings between the two on each site. And I think they're priced right. Like, I think deGrom is a little bit better pitcher, all things encompassing here. But, you know, it's kind of the unknown in, you know, is there enough value on this slate to make up for it? I think there might be, but I don't think this is a lock and load in cash games, believe it or not. You know, especially with Eduardo Rodriguez, who I love at a much cheaper price point. But I'm going to definitely say, like, they are on the radar for sure today. So I don't mind these guys. Now, this next game's interesting. Brewers and Rays. I don't have a line on this one, but Brandon Woodruff against Jacob Faria. And I was looking a little bit into Woodruff's minor league numbers. And not a bad little pitcher here, you know, coming up through the minors. Now, he got roughed up in the Pacific Coast League a little bit. Also has some strike zone issues, you know, walking people, which is something I don't like in young pitchers. But he's also facing a Rays lineup here that does have a lot of strikeouts in it. So he is at a bargain basement price here at 4.8K. And I think that he is somewhat interesting here because he's so cheap, 5,500 on FanDuel. But here's the thing, too, is he came up, like, got hurt in the bullpen, like, hurt his hamstring, and had a minor league rehab start, threw, like, 70 pitches. So I just, my concern is I just don't know how long he's going to go in this start. So, like, if I was confident we were going to get six full innings from him at 4,800, I could probably live with that. But if there's a 90-pitch limit for a guy who doesn't find the strike zone, you know, he could be out in four innings for sure. And that's kind of scary here. So I think if you want a GPP flyer and you want to pay up for bats, you want Coors Field tonight, I think he's a path to that because he's got some pretty good strikeout stuff. And the matchup against Tampa is just fine. I'll be curious to see what the line rolls in at in this one. If I was going to guess, because I love guessing, I would say with Jacob Faria on the mound for Tampa, we'll set it at an 8.5, Tampa minus 150. That's where I'm going to set it at. Faria, he's a guy who's been a really solid starter and, you know, pretty good prospect for Tampa. The K's have not, you know, last game they were up there at 8 against the New York Yankees that day. But he's also given up 3 earned runs and or more in his last 3 starts against Yankees, Baltimore, and Oakland. I don't mind him here against Milwaukee. Again, lots of strikeouts to be had in this lineup, but for the salary that we have at 8,500, I'm more interested in other options just because it's not a lock. He hasn't hit 20 DraftKings points in his last 5 starts or 6 of his last 7. So, you know, got off to that really hot start, pitched well, did have some K upside there, but kind of seen that drop off a little bit. I think he could get it back here in a home game versus Milwaukee, but I just don't love the salary that I've got to pay on Faria today, so I'm not looking at him too much tonight. Marlins Braves, Conley versus Dickey's a pass, Valdez versus Peacock out there in Houston. Man, Peacock, he's been pretty back down to earth the last couple starts. You know, got red hot, but, you know, 3 of his last 4, he's been under draft 20 DraftKings points. Each of the last 2, he has not gone past 4 innings, so I think there's some risk there, especially with the salary, so I'm going to pass on that one. Perez versus Colon, the 2 worst pitchers on the slate, no thanks. And then James Paxton tonight. I really like him. I think he is my favorite guy. I haven't built lineups yet, but I think I'm leaning towards a Paxton-Eduardo Rodriguez kind of a pairing today because Paxton seems to have really picked it up here, and he's a pretty strong road favorite for an offense that doesn't bring a ton to the table necessarily. So I like Paxton here tonight. 28-37, 27-28-30. And against Mets, Boston, Houston, White Sox, Oakland, good mix of good and not so good competition. So Kansas City, yeah, they've been hitting the ball much better as of late, you know, and maybe not a team we typically look to use starting pitching against, but I think we can go there. He's very locked in on the mound. So like him tonight on both sites. And Jason Hamill's going to be a pass for me. Philly and Colorado in Coors. If I'm taking somebody, it's going to be Freeland, but I'm not taking anybody in that matchup. And then we've got Cotton versus Scribner in LA for the Angels. No thanks. And Diamondbacks Taijuan Walker against Mad Bum. Again, I'm not seeing a line on this game at the moment. I think Bumgarner's kind of interesting here because this is, you know, getting late in the season. And even though it looks like San Francisco's pretty much out of it, he might be getting his bearings back. Last start against a tough Dodgers lineup, went for 26 DraftKings points. He's at 11-3, though. If I'm getting to that point, I think I'd rather probably just go up and grab a James Paxton or a even a Darvish or Jacob DeGrom tonight. But there's definitely some upside. I mean, earlier in the year, this guy, you know, was a monster. He's going against a lineup that's just not good on the road in Arizona. Now, be careful. Paul Goldschmidt, really good BVP against him. I know he had a couple of home runs yesterday. But I'm okay with Bumgarner. But again, I don't see a reason like you have to do it. But good ballpark to pitch in. And maybe he's finally over that injury and we can see kind of the dominant pitcher we have. So absolutely viable for tournaments. And I don't think he's an awful cash game play tonight if you wanted to go there. But a number of options for us at the pitching spot. All right, let's get to the bats. Again, fantasy draft. Remember, no positional requirements. Infield, outfield, flex. So you can play a lot of first baseman, third baseman. Hell, if you want to be crazy and play a lot of shortstop, you can do it over on fantasy draft. But all right, let's kick it off here at the catcher position. And I think it's pretty straightforward today on a few sites here. Brian McCann, he's just too cheap on DraftKings tonight at 3,100. If he's in the lineup tonight, it's going to be, I think, just about a plug and play on him over on that site. He's very viable on FanDuel as well at 2,700. So I like him there as a guy that we can, you know, still play who's fairly cheap. So he's a guy that I absolutely love today. I think Robinson Chirinos, if you need to go super cheap down at 2.2K, I mean, everybody in Boston and Minnesota is in play. Minnesota, not as good as a ballpark, I think, as Texas is, but not a bad one. I think I have to look at the metrics, but I'm pretty sure it still favors hitters over pitchers. And doesn't matter the ballpark. When Bartolo Colon is pitching, it definitely favors the hitters. So I like Chirinos' power in this spot. So looking at him a good bit tonight. Tyler Flowers against Adam Conley. There's a name. If he bats cleanup today at just 2.7, could be a nice pivot. Had a nice two-run home run a couple of nights ago. And, you know, guys morphed into a pretty good hitter here. And he is in play tonight at 2,700 on FanDuel, 3,700 on DraftKings. And fantasy draft, probably not going there. But 7,200 is his salary on that site tonight. Let's see. That's probably all I'm really looking at today at the catcher spot. I think we covered. You know, again, Coors Field's another spot to consider here today. Cameron Rupp might be an interesting play today. 3K on FanDuel, so you're getting them really cheap. He's 4,800 over on DraftKings. But, you know, Rupp, he's 0 for his last, 10. But before that, he was had multi-hit games and three straight and hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his last 8. So, you know, tough time against Anaheim in this past series, but what a better place. And he's pretty solid versus lefties. So a Rupp on FanDuel in particular, where he just feels a little bit too cheap. All right, going to first base tonight. And I talked about Hanley yesterday. Had a nice game at 2.9K on FanDuel. And I think he's back as an option for us once again here today. Just too affordable. And, you know, even on DraftKings at 3,200, he certainly fits the bill. And by the way, Jonathan Lucroy on DraftKings is sitting at $3,100. So that's a really cheap price tag, although seemingly all of his power is suddenly gone. But in Coors Field, you can get a catcher for pretty cheap on DK and Fantasy Draft tonight. Again, back to first base, Hanley Ramirez really, you know, stands out to me as a solid play tonight. And then we can go to Texas. You've got Mike Napoli as well against our good friend Bartolo Colon. So he's sitting at just $2,900 on FanDuel. I think he's 31 on DraftKings. 3K on DraftKings and just 6K on Fantasy Draft. So you're getting a big bat against a bad pitcher for a really nice price. So make him an option for you today. If we're paying up a little bit, obviously you got Mark Reynolds. He's been pretty darn good versus righties this season against Vincent Velasquez. He's 4K, but he's absolutely a guy we got to consider tonight. Carlos Santana's been red hot at the plate, if memory serves. He's, you know, this isn't a game that I'm looking to necessarily get a ton of exposure to, but yeah, his game logs have been pretty gross here lately, and I say gross in a good way. So he's $3,600 over on FanDuel tonight, so kind of a middle tier price. 5K though on DraftKings, 96 on Fantasy Draft makes him a little bit more expensive, but against Jaime Garcia, could be an option for you there. Tommy Joseph, 3.9 against Kyle Freeland. A solid 278 ISO this season versus lefties. So it gets a lefty in a premier ballpark. You can sign me up for that one. Those are the names that I'm probably looking at today. I don't mind CJ Cron again. Probably not against Jarrell Cotton. I kind of prefer him versus lefties, so not looking there. Maybe Yonder Alonso in the cheap against Scribner. Just pretty good against righties, 397 with a 272 ISO, and we're looking at $3,100 over on FanDuel, and on DK, we've got him at 4K. So, again, one of those guys that might fit over there on FanDuel, but probably give me Hanley Ramirez, but again, Hanley probably in cash games, going to be pretty chalky here today. Moving on, second base tonight, and you know, you can get Coors Field on, again, FanDuel. You can get these Philly bats pretty cheap. So Cesar Hernandez leading off at just 3K, looking like a pretty, you know, playable option there on FanDuel tonight. We also get Brian Dozier against Martin Perez, and he's just 33 on FanDuel. So I seemingly talk up Dozier, and I play a lot of Dozier. He's been kind of slumping a little bit, but it seems like a spot where he should be able to break out just a little bit. So I think it's a good spot for him to potentially get going here a little bit. Let's see. Other second baseman for us here tonight. Dozier. Neil Walker, I don't think so, against Yu Darvish. Probably going to pass on that one. Jose Altuve with a nice home run yesterday, but I don't see me being able to fit that salary into my lineup, so that's probably a no-go. Josh Harrison, kind of like him against Travis Wood. Wood has not been great, and Harrison pretty tough versus lefty. So if he's in the lineup today, usually bats in, what, like the two-hole? And, if he's in that lineup today, $3,500 on DraftKings is not a bad salary on that guy. $2,900 over there on FanDuel. Kinsler, we talked about the BVP against Gossman, so if you're a believer in that, you can get him as a decent enough price tag. D. Gordon against R.A. Dickey. I don't have the BVP offhand, but I will say that he's been hitting the ball pretty well here. D. Gordon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 game hit streak for him. Had a monster 43 fantasy point game his last time out on FanDuel. So he's $3,900 there. 5K on DraftKings feels like a lot, but does bring you a lot of upside and is at least, you know, locked in at the plate right now. So I don't think we can write him off entirely today. But again, if I'm paying up for 5K for him, I'd probably rather just go 5.2 and get Jose Altuve. But all right, let's go on to third base here today. And typically, a lot of options for us at this position. Nolan Arenado, he is popping a bit on my projections here this morning because he's a great hitter. He's at home. And again, if you're using an Eduardo Rodriguez type bat today, you can get in a couple of 5Kers in your lineup potentially. So, you know, you've got a high total, team total there, over six once again. So Nolan Arenado, no question about it. Like, if you can fit him in, do it. He's really good player. Luis Valbuena against Jarrell Cotton. Again, we look for the handedness splits, and Valbuena is, you know, the average is under 200. The WOBA's 292. The ISO's a little bit better at 188, but 2.5K on him is a pretty nice price tag there on FanDuel tonight. I mean, I don't see me having to punt this spot, but, you know, you can do it. Even on DK at 3K is not a horrible salary on him. Franco tonight, just too cheap on FanDuel. Again, you can get a Philly stack in super easy on FanDuel today. So if they get going, you might want to consider him a little bit. Miguel Sano, just crazy good contact against lefties. And, you know, with Martin Perez on the mound tonight, that play is going to make a lot of sense. 46 on DraftKings, a little bit, you know, nice 1,000 savings off of Arenado. That gives you kind of that similar big upside that you're looking for tonight. And then Adrian Beltre, another guy, really good BVP against Bartolo Colon. But both those guys are ancient. So that could have been, that could have happened like in like 2004 or something. So who knows? But he's 4,200 on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft as well, probably around the $7,800 mark. So he's a guy that you can play on multiple sites and, or on, you know, on, sorry, on Fantasy Draft, you can play multiple third basemen and it could make some sense. And I believe we could be in the middle of a Josh Donaldson hot streak. Three consecutive games with home runs, 27, 37, 21. That's his FanDuel points in three consecutive. Peacock, not the best matchup. Ballpark isn't horrible for him. Again, if you're a believer in hot streaks, he's been ice cold at the plate pretty much all season, been waiting for those home runs to come. Well, they're seemingly here now. So, Josh Donaldson, if you're a believer, maybe now is the time to keep jumping and play that hot streak. So, put him on your list at least tonight. Okay, moving on to shortstop. Man, I think I'm done with Xander Bogaerts. I mean, I played him again yesterday, and he wasn't bad. He gave you, yeah, I guess he was kind of bad. Six fantasy points when they scored like nine runs. So I'm kind of off of him, even though he's so cheap over on FanDuel at 2,900. So, you know, you could play a guy like Marcus Semien at 34 over there. You could play Chad Pinder at 2,200 if he's in the lineup over there. So I don't know. I think I'm finally off of the Bogaerts train here tonight. Freddie Galvis, again, Coors Field, 3,300. Love the salary on him tonight. And then over on DraftKings, you can get Trevor Story in this matchup at under 4K, which is kind of rare. Both he and Galvis pretty cheap in Coors. Typically, DraftKings gets those guys, you know, priced up to a point where they're not gimmies. I don't think they're gimmies today, but I certainly like them a good bit in this spot. So interested in that option. Let's see other shortstops for us. I'm on Eduardo Rodriguez, so Tim Anderson's a no-go, but he's pretty cheap out there leading off tonight. I'm not seeing anything else besides those guys that really, I mean, Marwin Gonzalez might be a spot for Marwin today. You know, pretty good numbers versus righties here. 428 on that WOBA, 332 average against Cesar Valdez, 3.6 over on FanDuel. Again, most people don't like to pay that number on him, and he hasn't been great lately. 4,500 over on DraftKings, but not a bad spot when you break down the righty-lefty splits there, ballpark, and throw in some ownership. Not a bad spot. I think he's playable for sure tonight. All right, let's get to our group of outfielders here, and then we'll, you know, be on our merry way tonight. How about my boy Paw Patrol back, Ryder Jones, 2K over on DraftKings. Had a couple of hits the other day, or on FanDuel, sorry. But Ryder against Taijuan Walker, you know, he and Jared Parker, min salary options there for you. I don't think you need to go that route today. If there was ridiculous pitching that you needed to have, then maybe, but I don't see that being the core build strategy for me tonight. Mookie Betts, nice game for him yesterday. I'm fine going back to the well. That team should score some runs tonight. Don't think he's a must play as much as we had yesterday, but 4,100 FanDuel, 47 on DraftKings. Again, all the Coors Field you can handle tonight. Charlie Blackmon, Gerardo Parra. I'm fine with all those guys. Derek Fisher on DraftKings under 4K seems like a pretty good spot. Houston should be able to score some runs today, so don't write him off. On DraftKings, we also get Chris Davis at under 4K. Pretty good matchup for him tonight, going against Troy Scribner. So I think that's a bit of a ballpark upgrade for Chris Davis. So if we can get him at a decent price tag, nice upside for you on DK and fantasy draft tonight. Trout, back-to-back games with home runs. And I don't know. I never get bored of the Boggs Light Trout missile tweet every time he hits a home run. So Trout just seemingly back to doing what he does best, and that's just dominate the baseball. So you can make him work today. Again, I'm not really demanding that we pay up for pitching today, and there's lineups where you can get Trout and Arenado in there potentially. I'm seeing some steam for Sean Rodriguez in some projections tonight. That's not a guy I typically look to play, but if you do ever play him, it's versus lefties, and he's got multi-positional eligibility over there on DK. I think he's first and second on DK, and he's outfielder on FanDuel. So there's a source of some really cheap value for you, but I don't think you have to go that low. Fisher, only 2,800 on FanDuel, by the way. So another name that's popping for me there. Let's see. I think that kind of covers the guys that I'm looking at here tonight. You know, Benintendi had a monster game yesterday, so if you want to go back to that, well, you can. But against Rodon, he probably, lefty on lefty, won't be in the lineup. And let me check his numbers this year versus that split. Okay, Benintendi, yeah. 034 ISO, 279 WOBA versus lefties, 13 strikeouts in 19 games in 59 plate appearances, so probably, even though he's cheap, probably not going to go there, lefty and lefty versus Rodon. But there you go. That's the quickie outlook for us tonight, the plays that I'm looking at. Obviously, we've got tons of amazing content for you today on Roto Grinders, and want to let you know, XM, we're on Saturday and Sunday morning. So Saturdays, we're going to be 9 to 10. Sundays, it's going to be 8 to 10 a.m. So those are the spots for us during the month of August. Come September, we'll be back daily, 1 to 2 in the afternoon. And then, of course, Sunday mornings, the game day show. So excited to still be a part of that on Sunday mornings. But Saturday and Sunday, hey, there's DFS early slates. We'll have a little bit of baseball talk mixed in there. Lots of best ball talk as well. So be on the lookout for that. And, man, I can't wait to talk about all the awesome stuff we've got for football season on the media front. It's obviously my responsibility to do, and we are loading things up. Some new names that you haven't seen before that are going to be providing content with us that I think are going to blow you away with how good they are. So, hint, hint, wink, wink, tease, tease, blink, blink, whatever you want to call it, but football right around the corner. And that's it for us today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Leave us a review. Find me on Twitter at Dan_Bach, at RotoGrinders. And if you appreciate all the good stuff that we have, well, you know what? You should probably sign up for our premium content. The $300 price point is every sport. I see people charging close to that amount for one season of stuff where you get football, basketball, baseball, hockey, all of it, golf for $300, and that includes all of our premium stuff that we've got going. So check that out if you haven't done so. Best deal you can find anywhere, I think, on premium, and our stuff for football is going to be amazing for you, I promise. But I'm out of here. Talk to you again next week. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see ya.